When does rage quitting go too far? Welcome to That Co-op Podcast, where controller meets conversation. I'm Anna.
And I'm Ed. If you're tuning in on your favorite podcast app, don't forget that we've got a video version on YouTube at That Co-op Couple, where we play games while we chat.
Today's game is Hollow Knight, and we are reacting to wild video game stories we found online. Ed doesn't know the stories that I picked. I don't know the stories that he's picked. So these will all be surprises to us today.
Make sure you leave us comments reacting to these stories, too. We'd love to hear your thoughts on these wild tales. You want to kick us off?
Yeah. So all of my stories are coming from Reddit.
I think all of mine are too.
Okay. This one is from the, what's it called? Like the tag or the, I'm new to Reddit. So what?
The subreddit.
The subreddit. Relationship advice.
Mm-hmm. I'm ready.
So it, the title is, "My husband's playing video games with a girl."
Oh no, not a girl. Girls don't play video games. What?
"My husband and I, female 24, male 26, have been together almost 4 years. He's always gotten on Discord and played video games with his friends on his computer. The computer is in our den, so I hear a lot while I'm knitting or just watching TV. The past few weeks, he seemed more anxious to get to the computer and more upbeat when he's on. Mm-mm. He did start playing a new game, so I figured that was it. The other night, he got up to have a smoke, and I decided to take that time to clean up the den, including the desk. When I got close to the desk, I heard a girly laugh. I put his headphones on and heard his friends and a girl all in the call.
Uh-oh.
I don't know how to open Discord without closing the game, so I didn't snoop further. When he came back in, I did eavesdrop. I'm not sure if I was just looking for it, but it did seem like there was someone he wasn't being flirty with, but not talking to like his other friends. For example, when Joe messes up, they all tell him he's dumb.
Joe.
At one point, he said, it's okay, you just started playing, which is nice and fine, just not his regular behavior. When he came to bed, I asked if one of his friends had gotten his girlfriend into gaming, since I thought I heard a girl talking. He said no, there was no girl on the call. I pushed a little more and asked if maybe there was someone's girlfriend was just visiting, since none of them live with their girlfriends. And he said no, there was no way I heard a girl on the call. I let it go and went to bed and didn't let on that I didn't believe him. Edit, for clarification, he specifically said the only people on the call were three friends I'm familiar with and whose voices I know. He said he's not playing with anyone outside his normal friend group. It's been bothering me since. Nothing about a girl playing video games with his group of friends is suspicious, but lying is. We've never had issues involving someone else, so I don't think he's cheating, but why lie? How do I even go about asking more about this? I blatantly said I listened and heard a girl, and he said I misheard then. Do I just let it go since it's clear he's not giving in? And this is obviously someone all of his friends know and not just some secret thing. Or do I push it? Edit, another edit, for more clarification. The issue is not that it's a girl, it's the lying. No need to lie if there's nothing to hide, in my opinion. So.
I mean, bingo, right? She hit the nail on the head. Like, if you're just playing video games with your pals, no matter what their gender may be, just be honest with it. Like, hey, right. A new friend joined the game. She's a girl. She's really good, so we're joining in because she's helping us win games. Who cares?
Right. There's literally no reason for him to lie if it's just this playing with the pals.
This is typical, like, stereotypical male behavior where they just feel a need to hide something that even if there isn't any sort of underlying, like, I guess at this point, emotional cheating, right? If they're online, yeah. There's definitely not physical cheating, probably.
Right.
But if there's emotional cheating, that's one thing. But I feel like a lot of dudes just feel like they have to lie about talking, interacting with other women than their partners.
And even if it's not, like, I mean, emotional cheating, I feel like, is a newer term that I figured out from, like, other people reading Reddit stories. And it's such a real, accurate thing when, because it sounds like, and it might have been just me poorly reading this, it sounds like they're, I'm not sure if I was just looking for it, but it did seem like there was someone he wasn't being flirty with but not talking to, like, his other friends. So she, it was like, well, a weird and line.
There's the thing too, if she messes up in the video game and she's one of the guys, you gotta also be ready to just go in and say, hey Linda, you also suck.
Yeah.
What the heck did you just do?
Yeah.
You know, treat her like one of the boys.
Yeah.
Because I think also that's what most female gamers want.
Right.
They just want to be part of the clan, the team, the Discord. Like, call them out when they suck.
Right.
it's weird that he's hiding. That she's right. That's what makes it weird.
Yeah, and all the comment. Well, a lot of the comments are like are still caught up on that, and I think that's why she did the edit of like, well, what you're not okay with like girl gamers, and it's she keeps it like it's not the fact that she's a girl. It's just that like he, why would he lie if you know if it's not an issue?
Correct.
And then there's one person said, as a girl gamer myself, she's not interested in your husband. She's interested in playing the freaking game.
And that, but that doesn't mean the husband's right. And not the OP
is, I'm sure
her.
She is. I just don't know why he lied. About it, she's not at fault here at all for anything. Mm-hmm. It's the husband that's she, like being you're right. shady.
She just wants to play.
Yeah,
he's the one that's making it weird now.
Yeah,
this all comes back to him just making it weird. Why hide it if you don't have anything to hide?
There is a good point here that someone else brought up in the comments. He probably lied because he knew you'd be weird about it. You admit to snooping a bit and wanted to snoop more, so it obviously isn't a neutral thing.
Like if she has a history of this.
Right. And I get it. You wonder who those people are. It could be shady and the lying doesn't help. But on the other hand, girls play games too. In my experience, it is very rare to have a male-only online gaming group, and I'm not sure why anyone would particularly want one either. Co-ed spaces are the norm. So, I mean, the second half was kind of eh. But the first half, like, we don't know if she, sure. like, has had, like you said, like, maybe things in the past where she's just been, like, snooping around and, like, she went on his Discord. That's, I don't know.
Sure. And I mean, that's part of the thing, too, where, like, obviously, we're just getting a quick little snapshot of their world.
Yeah.
We don't know what happens before or after this. And I mean, I think everyone in a relationship is entitled to their privacy. And at the same time, like, I've said it to you before, you're welcome to go on my computer and whatever else anytime you want. I don't have anything to hide.
Yeah.
I don't think you would.
No.
Because you respect that there is a little bit of privacy there, even though I don't have anything to hide.
Right.
You know, but if she's trying to snoop, that also is problematic. Because
she said, I put his headphones on and heard his friends and a girl all the time.
That's also a little problematic.
I would never, if you were on, like, gaming with your friend, I would never, like...
Pick him up.
Yeah, and be like, listen in. That's so, I don't
know. But also, I don't game with anyone. I don't have game
friends. Well, sure. But even if you did, like, I don't think I would... ever do that. That's no, weird.
I think everyone's a little bit weird here.
Yeah.
But I think he, whether he has something to hide or not, he's giving off that impression that he has something to hide.
So maybe it's a, you know, both people.
Everyone kind of sucks a little bit. Yeah. Because also she shouldn't know that this is happening, I guess, right? She shouldn't know that this new person is in the group. She only knows that because she did go behind his back.
And granted, she did admit and was like, I actually heard everything. I did see your stuff. Like, I listened and there was definitely a girl. But, like, yeah, it's just, I don't know. That's kind of a weird... Not a great... Oh, I guess it doesn't say, like, how long... Oh, we've been together for almost 4 years. Okay.
At that point, you should be trusting each other.
Yeah.
Not, again, not that people who are together for years and years and years can't do awful things to each other, but there should be a level of trust where you don't feel like you have to snoop on each other.
Yeah.
Like, we've been together for more than 4 years.
Yeah.
Seven years? We're both terrible at that. Like, I know as a guy, I'm supposed to be terrible at that, but, like, we're both so... We don't even know what day we started dating officially. Nope. We have no idea.
I tried looking it up on my text and I couldn't.
But, like, we've been together so long that, like, we trust each other completely.
Yeah.
And we have nothing to hide. Like, she's welcome to snoop all she wants to, but she never would because I know that you're not like that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to go snooping in your stuff because why? Who cares?
Right.
We're still both entitled to a little bit of privacy. Even if we're welcome to look into each other's
stuff. Or I trust you, know, like, if for some reason there would be a situation where I would be, like, I would want to check in with something, I would ask about it and not just, like, start snooping and be like,
hey I noticed something weird.
Yeah.
I heard you talking to somebody. Like, what's going on? Like, like, if I ever start talking to somebody, it's weird because I never talk to people on the phone. There's, like, two people on this planet I talk to on the phone, and one of them is in this room with me, and the other one is just a friend from work. And if anyone else were to be on the phone, it probably would be weird.
Yeah.
Also, gross for him for smoking. That's why I should have started with that. I don't care who you are, if you smoke, if you vape, stop. Stop. Prioritize your health. That's disgusting. I can follow this up with something on a similar topic.
Okay.
Another relationship one. This is from Am I the A-hole? I'm not going to say the full word.
We'll keep it a
little. We'll keep it a little child friendly.
I guess if you want to edit it in.
Am I the A-hole for wanting to play video games for 30 minutes to an hour every day when I get home from work. I, 37 male, work as a service manager for a high volume dealer and am out of the house for 12 hours a day. Leave at 6 a.m. and don't get home until 6 p.m. Join the club, buddy. Jeez. 5 days a week. My wife gets upset when I get home and after eating dinner want to get a couple rounds of Call of Duty in. My wife is a stay-at-home mom with our 18-month-old and thinks it's absolutely criminal that I want to get some decompressed time at the end of the day. My daughter is still in the mommy all the time phase, so she prefers to spend more time with my wife than I. Usually when I get home, I will eat dinner, do whatever honeydew she has for me, and then play for a little. After I'm done, I will join them and spend time with my family, which is usually her watching a movie or show, and I reading the same book to my daughter 10 times. My wife says that even when I'm chilling with them, I spend too much time on my phone. While we are all hanging out, if my daughter is asking for my attention, I will stop what I'm doing and do whatever she's asking me to do. Whenever she wants to go back to mommy, I will browse Twitter or Reddit since I usually have absolutely zero interest in what she is watching. She accuses me of being absent slash not present since I don't focus all my free time on her and the baby. Also, side note, she is currently 20 weeks pregnant. Jeez. Just a side note. First edit. I get up at 5 a.m. and usually fall asleep by 9:30, 10 p.m. My wife and daughter nap through the day, so when I'm sleeping, they're usually awake for another hour or two. Second edit. It has been confirmed that I am indeed the a-hole. Thanks for all the constructive suggestions.
Really?
Triple edit. I'm going to finish this.
Okay.
Triple edit. Although I do see how I can improve, it does seem like some more background is needed on my home and work situation. I literally took this job and all that came with it because my wife decided she wanted to be a stay-at-home mom. The original plan was for her to go back to work after our daughter was born, but during her maternity leave, she decided she would rather stay home until our baby was school age. During that time, she also decided she wanted another baby. I've done everything to accommodate her wishes. I took the job, dropped my jujitsu and gym time since I don't have time to go anymore, and really only have the one hobby now that I can do from home. My wife and I's childhoods were similar, raised by single mothers in a low-income neighborhood in LA. Now we have a nice home and a very nice part of a beautiful city. I've struggled and grinded on my own since I was 17, and I'm awfully proud of the life I've managed to build. My wife has always hated gaming, even before the babies, but it's always been a hobby of mine since I was a kid. I didn't have a whole lot growing up, but I had Nintendo, and instead of jacking around on the street, I would come home and play that to stay out of trouble. The people on this subreddit are absolutely merciless. Yeah. I've even received messages on how I'm disgusting or a piece of trash. My wife picks our two family destination vacations every year, and on weekends, we're either spending time visiting her family or going camping. Can I be more attentive? Definitely. Is our marriage life in absolute shambles? Definitely not. I will always be willing to learn and evolve as a person. I've wanted to be a father since I can remember and will always try to be the best one I can, but I'm still human and still flawed.
Yeah, wow.
This is a long one.
Well, also, I was not expecting the verdict to be a-hole.
Mm-hmm. I mean, based on this story, it sounds like he does do his duty as a father and a husband, and then wants to decompress a little at the end of the day.
Right, which everyone's entitled to do, which I think he said. Mm-hmm. And it's going to look so different from the way he decompresses and the way his wife may decompress. I'm not a mom. I've never been a mom, so I don't know. I'm sure it's a ton of work. So, I mean, I'm sure she's also exhausted, but like
And I will say, when I read this, one of the first things that came into my mind was he doesn't mention anything about what she gets to do as alone time.
Yeah.
It sounds like she's a stay-at-home mom, so she's surrounded by this kid 24/7.
That's a good point, yeah.
Where is her alone time? Yeah. Even if it is, you know, for an hour, hey, I'm going to go take the kid out for some ice cream or something. He's a year old, maybe not ice cream, but the kid and I are going to go read books in the other room for an hour. You go do whatever you want to do, and then I'm going to go do whatever I'm going to do. And we all just get a little bit of time to chill. Why not play games with the kid on your lap?
Right.
Put on some headphones, have the kid in your lap. I've seen people do that online. I don't necessarily think that he is an a-hole based on what I'm reading.
But I do think that's a good point because, yeah, I didn't think about that where, like, she probably maybe doesn't get to decompress
right.
in that way. I mean, he did mention like she's taking naps with the kid and things like that, but that's not necessarily decompressing because she's still with the kid. You can't really, when you're a stay-at-home mom, you still have to like be alert and watch the kid. You can't have alone time because then you're not
sure. And I think really what it comes down to, and reading through some of the comments, this is what a lot of people were saying of, you work 12 hours a day, but you're a dad 24 hours a day. Sure. Mm-hmm. You are. That is very 100% true. And if you only have 4 free hours at the end of the day when you get home from work, you have to be able to prioritize a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, sure, play an hour of video games, but you need to then give your wife the break. I don't think an hour a day of personal time is unreasonable if you are both getting that hour of free time unreasonable. Because yes, your job may be leaving the house, but like you said, your wife's job is being in the house. Mm-hmm. I'm sure your wife is hopefully probably doing other things besides just looking after the baby. She's probably cleaning.
Yeah.
She's probably cooking. She's probably making sure you have food when you get home from work, because if you are getting home so late, you're probably not the one cooking.
Yeah.
She also deserves a little bit of alone time. You know, I think maybe this is probably more of a, everybody needs to sit down and just talk this one out.
Yeah.
Hey, like Monday and Tuesday is your days. Wednesday, Thursday is my days. Friday, we're a family for the weekend.
Especially being pregnant.
But yeah, that's tough too. I like the also side note.
Also, she's really pregnant.
Did I mention she's pregnant?
So she's probably feeling even more run down and
no, she's exhausted. Yeah. Because it says when I'm done gaming, I'll join them and spend time with my family. But it doesn't mention anything of when is he just taking the kid away so she can decompress a little bit.
Yeah, go get that woman a spa day or something.
Yeah.
A spa evening.
Yeah. Yeah. Or again, just take the kid out of the room. Mm-hmm. You mentioned you read books, which is fantastic, but like go do it somewhere else away from everyone else. Go sit somewhere else, read books with the kid, play a game with the kid in your lap, and just let the mom have some quiet time. Because that's what's missing from this story. I don't see anything about her getting her quiet time.
Yeah. I don't think he deserves the a-hole title.
I don't think so either. And I think for the most part, a lot of these people probably don't deserve it.
Because, at least from again, what he's saying.
We're only getting a small snapshot. Yeah. I don't think there's ever really enough information in these Reddit stories to make a full confirmation.
Yeah.
I have 2 paragraphs of information of people who have been together for years and years and years and years. We don't know what their life really looks like. Yeah. It's hard to cast judgment on that. It doesn't sound like he's an asshole. He probably could be doing things better.
Right.
I don't know that I would cast full judgment on that.
I have a similar story for my next one. This is also from Relationship Advice. My wife, 32 female, wants me, 32 male, to give up video games. Mm. My main hobby is playing video games. I always prioritize my family over video games and only play when my son, 3 years old, is sleeping and my wife is preoccupied with something, usually napping or on her phone. She's always viewed playing video games as a childish activity that a grown man shouldn't be doing, but I've just ignored it. Recently, a component on my gaming computer broke, and when I told my wife it may cost $500 to replace, she was shocked at the price and said to wait until well after our child is born. She's roughly 5 months pregnant with our second, and that I should be spending time with our family. She's a stay-at-home mom, and I make enough money where we are very comfortable, so $500 is not a big deal for us. Family is my number one priority, and when I reminded her that I only play when our son is sleeping and she is busy, she told me I should use that free time to be more productive. It's my perspective that her statement was extremely hypocritical, but I wasn't about to get into a huge argument. I decided that I'm just going to go through with fixing my computer ASAP and just ask for forgiveness later. Any suggestions on what I can tell my wife when she inevitably gets pissed at me? Edit. Wow, I really appreciate all of this advice. Did not expect to have so many responses and different perspectives. To clear a few things up, for the majority of our marriage, I have done the bulk of the chores and currently pull about 80% of the housework. I send my son to daycare during the week and have a house cleaner come twice a week. My wife is having a tough pregnancy this go around, and I try to take as much burden off of her as I can, i.e. doing activities with my son outside of the house so she can rest and picking up more of the household responsibilities. She doesn't really have any hobbies at the moment, so she is heavily on her phone. I've tried multiple occasions to introducing her to video games and bring her in on this awesome activity, but she refused every time. I have about a week before my computer is good to go, so we'll take more time reviewing everyone's comments to consider my best course of action. Again, thank you everyone for your advice. So very, very similar situation.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It seems like, is he doing anything wrong here?
I don't think, I mean, this isn't from... He's Am I the a-hole?
He's so getting up. He's going to work.
He's mostly asking for advice for any suggestions on what I can tell my wife when she inevitably gets pissed at me.
Well, I think the advice is simply have a real conversation about it and say, look, this is my hobby.
Yep.
This is what I enjoyed doing. You don't have to enjoy it, but this is what I want to do when I get free time. Mm-hmm. Here are all the things that I've done throughout the day. I do deserve some me time.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a single day that goes by where I'm not playing a video game at some point. Mm-hmm. But I would like to think I do it after I've done all the other things that need to be done for both you and I after work or in the middle of a Saturday afternoon or whatever. I'm getting stuff done and then I get my hobby.
Yeah.
And it sounds like he is doing that. So I think the conversation really needs to be, why is she getting so upset?
Probably because she's 5 months pregnant.
Yeah, and that probably is it. But like, how much of it then is he really telling the truth? Like, would a rational person really get this upset over it if he was doing everything that he was? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, no,
it's
I
really
agree.
Easy for me to go online and say, hey, I'm such a phenomenal husband. I work so hard. My wife hates when I get my alone time.
Yeah.
What do I do to tell my wife that I'm the perfect husband so I can keep playing video games? A rational person isn't going to get mad at you for doing those things if you've also fulfilled your role as a member of the family.
Yeah.
So I feel like there's something missing.
Probably. I mean, it was what we talked about last time,
the
right?
Other story,
where it's like
too.
A false narrative. It's just kind of like we don't really know the whole story here. On paper, what he is writing sounds like there's nothing.
It sounds like what I do every day. Wrong. It sounds like what, like, we come home, we make sure we have what we need to keep our house functioning, and then we have our quiet time.
Yeah. The only kind of thing that I can see her side, I don't agree with it, but saying that video games is childish and she just doesn't
doesn't understand.
Yeah. She doesn't value that as a way to decompress is what, if everything
and
is accurate.
And he's also saying that she needs to find a hobby, right?
Yeah.
So maybe that's also part of it where like...
And she doesn't want to play video games. He's tried. Maybe, and so maybe she's just feeling left out, or it's like it's something he does by himself.
Maybe jealousy is not the right word, but maybe she doesn't like the fact that he has something else in his life that makes him happy and she doesn't.
Yeah.
You know, maybe she kind of thinks a little to herself of like, am I not good enough to make you happy? You need something else in your life to bring you a little bit of happiness because she doesn't have some sort of hobby that makes her happy. Maybe envy is the right word. Like she wishes she had something like that and she just hasn't found that thing yet. And so she wants this.
And especially being pregnant.
This is going to sound really bad. She wants to be his
outlet.
His outlet.
Could be.
Because she also doesn't have something to enjoy while he's doing those things. She's probably bored now sitting in the living room alone while he goes off to do whatever he's doing. You know, she probably does need to find something. And you're right. I mean, being 5 months pregnant can't feel good.
Yeah.
And you have a kid.
Probably doesn't want to do much.
Right. She's probably exhausted. And there probably is more that he should be doing. There's probably always something more you
could be
doing.
But also, like, it says he's, I mean, he went on to like, we're doing really well for ourselves. Like, we can afford
Look, he's making money. He's making money for a family of almost four.
Yeah.
They
have a house cleaner coming in twice a week.
Oh, no. I mean, he's making plenty of money.
Yeah.
Well, and he also said, like, stay-at-home mom, he's taking the kid to daycare.
Yeah.
So
she doesn't have to even worry about.
She's a stay-at-home mom.
Yeah.
She's probably just bored.
Probably.
And she wants to do something with him because she is bored all day.
Yeah.
Maybe that's quote unquote a negative being that stay-at-home mom is you get bored.
Yeah.
And now,
especially if you don't have your child there.
Now your partner who you enjoy spending time with is home and you want to do something with him. He wants to do something else.
Yeah.
And the question becomes, well, you've had all day to yourself. When do I get the myself time? Mm-hmm. You've had hours and hours and hours to yourself all day. I need a little bit of time for
me. Yeah.
She's in the house home alone all day.
Yeah.
She does need
regardless
to find
of whether
hobby.
She's, you know, doing
correct.
Things.
She probably is, again, she's cooking, she's probably cleaning. She probably is doing things to help the family. She's got hours alone. She wants company. He's been at work surrounded by people all day.
Yeah, they're, she does need just, a hobby.
They're just such different mindsets mm-hmm. that I feel like, yeah, it would be very hard for those two things to be able to relate and compromise to each other.
Yeah.
It's really difficult for that to happen.
Yeah.
Being a stay-at-home mom is probably one of the best things that you could do if you make that decision for your family. Being that person at home for your family is probably incredibly important. Neither one of us grew up with stay-at-home parents. No. We both had working parents all the time, and both of our parents did a phenomenal job of making sure they were there for us and picking us up from school or being home when we got home from school. But being a stay-at-home mom is probably one of the most important things you could do for your family. But I could also see a world where if you are home alone all day just cooking a baby, you will probably get a little bored, right?
Oh, yeah. Like, absolutely.
Do you have any other stay-at-home mom friends? Being a stay-at-home mom is not a very common thing. Although, if it sounds like they're loaded.
Yeah.
So, they probably live in a neighborhood with plenty of other stay-at-home moms.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, at a certain tax bracket, it's a pretty, I feel like it's a more common thing.
Do you have friends that you go out with? Are you getting out of the house? She's probably just bored.
Yeah. That is probably a plus on top of her not valuing video games as being,
right. Yeah.
Thinking it's childish.
People who don't value video games as adults are the people who did not grow up with them as children. Yeah. Again, we're looking at this with all the information we have.
Yeah.
He could be lying through his teeth. We don't know. This next one is crazy.
Oh boy.
This is also from r/relationships. My 24 female boyfriend, 24 male, overreacts to video games. Not sure what to do. So the TLDR is late night and often after drinking, boyfriend screams, hits things, and even hurts himself over video games.
Oh, no.
Tells me to ignore it.
No. Nope.
Doesn't seem to take it seriously.
Mm-mm. Girl, you better be running.
It's been becoming more regular now where my boyfriend starts drinking and plays a video game. Always the same one in his bedroom. This is usually from about midnight onwards till about 3 to 5 a.m.
Oh,
he doesn't
God.
Have a job, so it could be
no.
any day of the week.
Oh, no. Girl, you run.
When the game isn't going well or when he loses, he'll yell extremely loudly, usually profanities, but other times screaming about how stupid the game is or the other player. Now, I know it's not that uncommon to get worked up over games sometimes, but when it's happening every single time something goes wrong, he'll also slam his bed frame with his fist. Sometimes he'll throw things,
no.
but only if there's some small negligible items in the vicinity. Mostly, it's just yelling and slamming. Although I don't have a job to wake up early for at the moment, a lot of times I'm either also in the bed trying to sleep or at my desk trying to study or work. However, he does live with his mom, who works a standard schedule. Things got particularly out of hand the other night. I had a big project I was working on, so I was giving him a bit of a stink eye every time he yelled, sometimes into a pillow, sometimes out loud.
Into a pillow?
Or slammed, since it was happening more and more. Plus, it was also like 2 a.m. on a weeknight. At one point, I say, boyfriend name, please. And he angrily responds that if I have a problem, I can put on headphones. Well, headphones don't do much if I'm in the same room as someone legit screaming. And at this point, I was more upset he was likely disturbing his mom's sleep. I tried to ignore it and continue working. He had drank at least a quarter handle of vodka, so quite a bit that night.
Oh, God.
It's a lot. At one point, after losing, he is actually repeatedly punching himself in the head. I go over to try and stop him and calm him down. Not with words, since he reacts so negatively to anything
not
I say,
with words.
But with touch. And he keeps pushing my hands away to hit himself. I keep trying to stop him and ask him to please stop hurting himself before he starts pulling hard at his hair and leaves the room. He went to the bathroom to go suddenly shave his hair, which he has been meaning to do the past week anyway. I decide to leave him alone. When I bought some beers, he asked me to get while coming home the other day. I mentioned the episode from the other night. He responded, I don't know what you're talking about. He jokes a lot and doesn't take things seriously all the time, even when it's something more serious like this. I asked him what I should do when this happens, since my actions the other night didn't help or stop him. He says, nothing. Do absolutely nothing. Anything you do will just make me angrier. I specify, what if you're actually hurting yourself like the other night? That I can't just stand by while that happens. Still do nothing, he says, and he refuses to give me any alternative suggestions. Currently writing this from the other room as he is overreacting again tonight, and I need to sleep.
Oh, no.
Yeah, this is a doozy of a story.
Oh, what were the ages?
They are both 24.
Oh, God.
I'm going to start this off by saying simply, this is probably something he's done since he was a kid.
Yes.
He has probably needed a lot of help.
I was
and probably has some undiagnosed things going on.
I didn't know exactly how to say it, but yes, as
he is undiagnosed with something.
Someone who works with young kids
missed this
on a daily basis.
The public school system failed him.
Yeah, this seems like very similar behaviors.
His school social workers failed him. Because this was written 7 years ago. So if they're 24, they're my age. They're 31.
Currently.
Which means we both grew up, I don't know where these people were, but in public school systems with more modern counseling, social work.
But also,
people had begun to recognize this stuff. Someone failed him along the way.
I understand that he's now an adult, but the fact that he's still living with his mom and the mom hasn't done anything about it.
What's the mom doing here?
Like, if he's drinking and having these outbursts and stuff like that.
A quarter handle of vodka.
Again, at 24, yes, you're an adult. But if you're still living with your mom, with your parents still have some say in, like, what you should be doing in their household. So, like, it's weird that there hasn't been any kind of intervention before.
I feel like
that.
I've never heard of like an adult going back to live with their parents, because I did the same thing. I graduated, moved back in when I started work because I had no money.
Yeah.
What else are you supposed to do?
Right.
I feel like there's not a single story where it's like you're moving back in. Yes, you're an adult. But like your parents still have expectations there's rules to follow because it's not your house.
Right.
You know, I knew that even as an adult, not that I would have anyway, I was not going to walk into that house at like 11 o'clock or midnight because I knew that my parents would be asleep and I'm not there to disturb them. There's expectations that I'm also in the house. I don't have to be lights off and quiet, but I'm not walking in at 2 a.m. Those were things that I was not going to be doing.
Or I'm sure
if
for some reason there was a reason that you were, you would have told your parents ahead of time, like, hey, this is going to happen tonight.
Correct.
Just expect me home late or something like that.
And if I hadn't done that, you bet my mother would have wrecked me.
Yeah.
Even at 22 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, this person is not well.
No.
And comments include, your boyfriend is an unemployed alcoholic with rage issues. Run far and run fast.
Yeah.
Other comments, I'm kind of waiting for you to explain to us why you're still with this guy at all before I spell out why he's not interested in changing.
Yeah.
There is a whole response.
From
there's
OP?
There's an update from OP. My last boyfriend, together for about 2 years, was a functioning alcoholic. What does functioning alcoholic mean?
So,
like, you can hide it really well?
Not necessarily, but you're able to do things while you're not necessarily hide it, but like you... Not that you're
not going to be blacked out on the floor somewhere.
No, but obviously you're not supposed to, but like
you can go to work
and like you're still doing things. You're not just on the couch drinking.
He didn't rage over things, but it did still affect others as he would always prioritize alcohol and cigarettes. For example, his dog had severe fleas for months because he didn't have the money to take him to the vet, but he still had money for a 6-pack of beer and cigarettes every day. Why did I put up with that? Stumbling drunk multiple times of the week. Flea-filled house he shared with his dad. I guess because I didn't know any better. It was my first real adult relationship. Although I had dated a guy long-term in high school, this guy was the first person I had ever been on an actual date with.
There's
a
history.
Pattern.
Yeah.
There's probably a history of she sees this as normal.
Yeah.
Fast forward now about 2 years with the current guy. I did not want a relationship with anyone at the time. Just wanted to meet some people, hopefully get laid occasionally too. But we gradually ended up hanging out more and more to the point where it was a relationship and no point in calling it anything else. So, and then she goes on to say, I'm starting to see a little bit of a pattern in myself.
Okay.
Both of them suffer with alcohol, laziness, and not making serious efforts. She's starting to recognize
Good
that
for
she's
her.
Seen some things in herself.
Yeah.
And so that's good. This guy is not well.
No.
This is crazy. When I first read this, like, my jaw was on the floor of like, she says it. You're allowed to get upset and frustrated at a video game, but there's got to be a point where, like, turn the game off and walk away.
Right. Those are very young child behaviors. This is not a mature person. Like, hitting yourself and just emotional.
Well, that's what I'm saying. This is something that is incredibly undiagnosed.
Yes.
Someone missed this. This is not just something that happens when he's 24.
Yeah.
There is a pattern of this. Yeah. You don't just start doing this behavior.
And it sounds like, or not sound, just from obviously the story is all we have to go off of. If parent's mom is not intervening, maybe that's been a pattern.
Yeah, I want to know where life mom is.
Of like, if he's gotten to this point at 24 and she's still ignoring or is okay with that kind of behavior, maybe when he was younger, maybe she was also like, oh, it's nothing, or just kind of.
And unfortunately, there are, as teachers, we see a lot of families that just really don't want to believe that there's something wrong, quote unquote wrong.
Yeah, their words.
With their kid, and they don't want to work towards that.
Yeah.
When in reality, you would be helping your child immensely to not do this when they're 24 years old.
Yeah.
And to learn how to properly emote and to properly deal with frustration. Because I hesitate to say this, but like, if he's hitting himself and slamming, like, I feel like that's not far off from him taking a swing at other people.
It's a fine line.
It's not too far off from him getting ready. Like, when she said she walked over to try and stop him from hurting himself, my first thought was he's going to flip and take a swing at her.
Yeah.
Whether he intended to or not, his brain is somewhere else and he's just going to react.
Yeah.
And this is not over a video game.
Yeah. And the fact that he's not acknowledging it as well.
Yeah, he's like, oh, it's nothing. Just let me do it.
And
just let me get it out.
Yeah. Or being like, what do you mean? And playing dumb. It is scary.
It's terrifying. It's terrifying.
Yeah.
He needs help.
He needs help. And she probably also needs to go to therapy.
It sounds like she's recognizing that she has a pattern, which is fantastic. I do think she probably also needs some therapy to help just her get over that.
Yep.
He needs a lot of therapy.
Yeah.
And probably some medication. Let's hope that in the last 7 years... They have found some help. That now is 31-year-old adults. They're both doing a little bit better in their life because that's insane. But I think I need to interrupt with a little bit of gaming news. Remember that we like to recap some news that's happened over the last couple of weeks since our last episode. This was a really big month for Nintendo.
Mm-hmm.
They did a really good job, I think, finally revealing a ton of Switch 2 stuff. Some of it's a little iffy, depending on how you feel about it. But there's a lot of good stuff here. Nintendo is celebrating the 40th anniversary of Super Mario Bros. With a lineup of Mario releases coming over the next several months. First of all, 40 years of Mario is insane to me.
Happy birthday, Mario.
Happy birthday, Mario. Super Mario Galaxy 1 and 2 are coming to the Switch with some modern updates, including 4K resolution on the Switch 2. If you're interested, you can buy the game separately or as a bundle when they release on October 2nd. I think the thing that makes me the most hesitant about this is that they've already released Mario Galaxy 1 for the Nintendo Switch. They did that Super Mario All-Stars bundle where they did 64, Sunshine, and Galaxy all together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And now they want you to buy Galaxy again.
Yeah.
Like, hey, buy it again, but we updated it. It looks nicer.
There's a couple things that are different.
It looks nicer now. There are some other updates. Like, I know that they said that they're putting some additional content in, but not like levels, like story content. Like, Rosalina says a few extra things in the game.
Oh.
And you can buy the actual storybook that Rosalina reads from now.
Aww.
You can buy a physical copy of the book.
That's cute.
Do we need to release it again?
Did we need that?
Nintendo. The next installment in the Mario Tennis franchise, Mario Tennis Fever, heads your way February 12th, 2026. And Super Mario Bros. Wonder is getting a Switch 2 update that includes new multiplayer competitive and co-op content. So be on the lookout for that in spring 2026. I feel like most people did not want a new Mario Tennis game.
Probably, yeah.
Because we have one on the Switch.
Yeah.
And I loved it. And I'm down for Mario Tennis. But people really want a new Mario Baseball, a new Mario Strikers. Mm. We don't have a new Mario Strikers on the Switch. But yet we're getting another Mario Tennis.
It does look good, though.
It does look good. It looks fun. And finally, Yoshi and the Mysterious Book will be a Switch 2 exclusive, also releasing later next spring. I think there were plenty of people disappointed that there were no 3D Mario games announced, like new Mario games.
Yeah.
Instead, we get Yoshi. But that could be fun too. Yeah, I don't know.
I love Yoshi games.
I'll be honest. I'm not too excited for any of these things. Mario Bros. Wonder sounds cool.
Yeah.
I'm excited for that.
Yeah.
Other announcements from Nintendo's most recent Direct include the next Fire Emblem game and Pokemon Pocopia. Ooh, I showed this to you the other night.
Yeah.
The company's first real dive into the world of Cozy a la Stardew Valley or Animal Crossing. Both of those games are coming in 2026. My guess is probably holiday time. Mm-hmm. Nintendo loves a good holiday release. Yep. That way you can get it for Christmas, boys and girls.
Yep.
Metroid Prime 4 is finally almost here after being announced in 2017.
That's wild.
And scrapped and restarted in 2019. They completely scrapped the project and gave it to new developers. They took it away from the first developers, gave it to a completely new team, and said, restart the game.
She's had a run.
Yeah, you can finally play this game starting December 4th. See, there's that holiday release on both Switch 1 and 2. So hang in there just a little bit longer. And finally, Capcom has also announced that the newest Resident Evil installment, plus Resi 7 and 8, will be available on the Switch 2 in late February. All these and so many other games are getting ready to release for the Switch 2 over the course of the upcoming year. Like I said, it was a big month for Nintendo. They finally showed a lot of Switch 2 content rather than just here's games that you can play on both the Switch 1 and 2. Mm-hmm. They're really getting ready for just full Switch 2 exclusivity. So, you know, ask Santa kids, get those Christmas Switches because I'm pretty sure Switch 1 support is getting ready to stop in the next... Oof. 6 to 8 months.
Oof.
It sounds like it. It sounds like they're really going to start moving on from that and really hitting the Switch 2 really hard. So there's all the gaming news you need to know.
Cool. Well, before I go on to my next story, I did want to give a quick shout out to Mage Apparel. That we got these mugs from. Ed has one too. They're so cute. They're this adorable. Is not like she did not ask us to do this. I just have seen her stuff online for forever and I've been wanting to get some stuff and I finally did. I just want to give her a shout out because these are so cute. And we've already used them a bunch and we literally just got them.
And if you're just listening, if you can't see the video, please go check out her socials.
Yeah.
I know she's really big on Instagram. And I'm sure mageapparel.com, right? That's the website. So go check them out. It's super, super cute.
We got the mugs, but she makes like so many cute
sweaters.
Yeah, knitted sweaters that are incredible quality, literally everything under the sun.
We certainly, for legal reasons, can't say what the game is because neither can she, right? So,
I don't think so. Well,
make sure you go pick up your Hyrule Hero of Time merch.
Yeah,
that's a pretty big
little
hint.
Mosaic.
That's cute. I love that. The stained glass
Hyrule one.
Hyrule money.
Yeah,
can we
Hyrule
say rupees?
Money.
Can we say rupees?
I think so, probably rupees. Yeah. Anyway, it's
and
super
my,
cute.
My little fairies.
But I went on there and I was like, I want to buy everything. So I will definitely be purchasing more in the future.
Go check her out. She's a good creator.
Yes, absolutely.
We love supporting
Mage
small
Apparel.
Creators.
All right. So with that, I'm going to go on to my next one. I thought this one was crazy, but I don't think it'll top.
I don't know
that
I have anything that's going to top that.
Wild.
Yeah.
From Am I the A-Hole for banning my child from playing video games.
Classic parent maneuver.
Yeah. All right. So I, 48 male, have a daughter, 16 female, who spends a lot of time playing video games. She's often on voice chat with other people who she said were friends from school. I've always thought it was a bit suspicious because my daughter has complained about not really having friends at school. I interrupted her doing schoolwork to ask her for a favor, take out the trash, when I saw a weird message pop up on the bottom of the screen. When I asked her who it was, she seemed nervous but just brushed it off as a friend. After she left, I decided to check her computer and saw the message was from Discord. I took a brief glance at her messages/servers and I realized these people weren't people she knew. I interrogated her about it and she got defensive because I went onto her computer but then admitted they were online friends. She said most of them were other girls her age, but some were guys and some were older. Not that it matters, people can lie. I've always had a strict rule with her online access. No online friends, no talking to people online, and preferably no online multiplayer games. You don't know who is behind the screen, and they could be dangerous. This has been a rule since she was a child.
True.
I've decided to ban her from playing games. She's allowed on her PC to do schoolwork, but during strict times and monitored. My daughter started crying when I told her, and she said she knew that she knew what she was doing and how to be safe, and these were only her only friends, and it's quarantine, so she's isolated. I told her this was for her own protection, and she started screaming at me. Mm-hmm. My daughter hasn't left her room. My wife has taken my side, but I'm wondering if I'm right in the right here. Am I the a-hole? There's a lot of edits here. Edit. I talked to my daughter about this, and apparently she's been breaking this rule for longer than I thought. Apparently she had online friends when she was 11 or 12 playing Roblox/Minecraft. Mm. She tried to use this to show me she knew what she was doing because nothing ever happened to her back then and she was safe. I'm furious that she broke this rule even when she was little and has no respect for me. Mm-hmm. I have acknowledged that it is difficult to find stuff to do during this time. I've decided to allow her to play single player games, but only for a limited time, and she has to ask permission and show me the game she's playing and proof that it's single player. I did tell her she could still play online if I could join the call to listen in on conversations and read all her messages. She refused, saying that I would make things awkward and it would be embarrassing for her friends, and she'd rather not play at all than have me sit in on a call. I thought this was suspicious. What is she hiding? I'm going to be looking up a tutorial for blocking Discord on our internet, but she is still able to play games during this time. Edit 2. You don't need to send rude messages. Edit 3. My daughter found this post. I'm pretty pissed and even more betrayed that she was on Reddit because this isn't a site for children.
She's also banned from Reddit.
She saw some of my comments about her and is pretty upset, particularly the one where I said she wasn't much of a looker and isn't even talking to me now. My wife isn't even taking my side anymore.
Well, okay, yeah.
Edit 4. This is the last one.
Oh my God.
Well, she did talk to me to say a lot of hurtful things and then proclaim that she has, in fact, been in 2 relationships and dumped both of them. I'm starting to realize that my methods were flawed and ineffective.
Oh. this is tough.
Yeah.
Because especially today, internet safety is incredibly important.
Yeah. Yep.
And I feel very powerfully about this and a lot of things as a public school teacher, as a high school public school teacher. I teach kids her age. There should be a little bit of responsibility on a school's part to teach that, mm-hmm. but that's got to come from the parents.
Yeah. Yep.
But I do think there is a fine line between teaching someone internet safety, expecting them to be able to then do those things, and then just outright banning it altogether. Mm-hmm. Banning it doesn't teach anyone anything.
Right.
And I think, like, in a similar fashion, that's my biggest issue. The state that we live in has banned cell phones in schools. Mm-hmm. And I think that's too far in the wrong direction. It's great that they can't use their phones in class. There's plenty of positive things that come out of it, but you have to be able to teach people how to use the technology, how to use social media, how to use Discord and video games and the internet safely and responsibly.
Yeah.
And it sounds like he's tried to do that as a parent. And obviously the daughter has then sort of disrespected the house rules, mm-hmm. has gone behind his back. I won't pretend like I haven't done that.
Yeah.
I was never supposed to have a Facebook. I had a Facebook. Mm-hmm. My parents never found out about it.
Yeah.
Sorry, Mom. It is hard to ban someone, especially I feel like in the modern time,
in
to
this
ban
day and
someone
age,
from this.
It's there.
I actually kind of appreciate when he was like, I'll let you do this if I can be in on the call.
Really? Because I feel like that's such an invasion of
privacy.
It is
an invasion of privacy. I think there's...
Especially for a 16-year-old girl. Not that...
I think the compromise should be, let me be in on the call a handful of times. Give me a reason to believe in the trust. And then we can build this back up.
Yeah,
I agree. I think the problem is dad has set rules. Daughter has broken those rules. There probably should be a little bit of consequence involved, but is banning entirely the correct answer? The correct answer may be your consequence is for the next couple of weeks.
You're grounded and can't play these.
Or your consequence is I'm going to be in on these
true.
Discord calls.
Yeah.
I'm going to listen to what you do, how you interact with these online people. And then once I've cleared them as a parent, I'll back away again. It is important that you as a parent know your kids' friends, mm-hmm. and the people that they talk to. And with the internet being what it is, that is incredibly difficult to do.
Yes.
And you're right. It could be anyone. Mm-hmm. It sounds like the daughter understands internet safety.
Yes.
It sounds like she's capable of being safe.
And it's such a hard thing to prove. But I get his concern. I can't even imagine being a parent in that. That's why I was so interested about this story.
This is a tough one. This is a tough one.
Because it's, I can't even imagine both sides. I can't imagine being a kid in this day and age and then being a parent in this day and age of, you know, having that so much access to so many things. And where's the line of like, but I think you're right where like, it has to come through like education. You have to educate your kids about the good sites.
Right.
And this is why these sites are not good and how they can be
bad as it is, as scary as it is. I mean, there's something to be said for, there's so many examples of the internet on the internet of horrible things that have happened to children as a result of poor internet safety.
Yeah.
You know what, daughter, you and I are going to sit down and we're going to look at these news articles.
Yeah.
And we're going to read these stories about these kids who have been abused or worse as a result of poor internet.
Yeah.
And now, at least maybe you're going to be as careful as humanly possible. You can't prevent everything 100% of the time. Mm-hmm. But if you approach it from, I'm trying to not let these things happen to you. These are terrifying things that happen to people, even adults on the internet. Terrifying things will happen.
And I think that's a good idea of having, because you're right. At first, I was like, I don't know if the dad should listen on these conversations, but monitoring it in small increments, would be really good. And have it like hopping on the chat, be like, hey, Kyle or whoever, you know, like, how are you? And then just leaving. And
that was the great thing about, you know, before the internet became a big thing, was you went over to people's houses. Yeah. You're like, hey, Mrs. M.
Right, right.
You know, can I stay for dinner?
Yeah.
You know, you knew all your kids' friends because they were over at each other's houses all the time. You knew all their parents.
Yeah.
Everybody knew everybody. It is so much harder to do that online. And I don't know that there is. This is so tough.
I know.
This is such a tough situation.
Especially with like, because the parents don't know, and we don't know as obviously we're not parents, but just as older, you know, in our 20s, 30s, like Roblox, there, I wouldn't even know like how to put, I'm sure that obviously there are safety features and stuff like that, but
there's
like,
definitely child safety features.
The
built
kids
into
already
the games.
Know, if you can Google it, the kids know how to
the kids can get
bypass those and things like that. Yeah. Like even on the school laptops, they're playing Roblox.
Oh
and
yeah. The kids have figured out how to download illegal stuff on their school
when they
laptops.
Technically they shouldn't. And it's not supposed to be able to be downloaded, but they can do it.
It's not hard. They look up a YouTube video on how to do it. This is a tough one.
It's really
so
tough.
Hard. Internet safety is so important. Being a parent is so hard with that kind of stuff. I don't know what the right answer is, man. Also, she's 16. I don't know that she really is supposed to like you all that much.
No.
I think yelling and screaming at you is pretty par for the course for a 16-year-old.
Yeah.
My mom and I got into some pretty good shouting matches back in the day. I don't know. It's hard. It's
tough.
She broke household rules.
Right.
So there probably should be some consequence. Is banning the option, is that going too far? Maybe.
Yeah, a lot of the comments are saying what we've been saying, where it's like, you can't treat it. You can't.
Correct.
You're turning it into a taboo. Proper internet safety would be don't give out personal information, stuff like that. But saying that it's just banning it is overkill.
Correct.
Because again, it's just going to be there. Like, there's no way to really, and by banning it, it makes it more desirable. And
you just want it that much more.
Yeah. So it's
that's tough. Let us know in the comments what you think about that one, especially if you are a parent listening to this. Let us know.
The verdict though was that he was the a-hole.
See, I don't know.
I know.
I know. It's so hard. You're getting that verdict from a bunch of other 16-year-olds on Reddit.
Right. Or our age that, you know, don't have kids or
exactly.
aren't teachers.
I think we have time for one more quick story.
Cool.
And I have a fun one.
All right, let's do it.
It's not fun.
Oh.
It's fun in the sarcastic sense.
Gotcha.
Am I the asshole for telling my brother to return the money meant for my nephew's PlayStation he convinced him to give to the church?
Okay.
I dipped into my savings and gave my older brother's son $450 to get himself a used PS4 and some games. Josh is 14 and he has been wanting one forever. I wanted to help him get one so we can play together. I gave him the cash and I honestly forgot about it for a couple of weeks. I understood he was at his parents' mercy to get it, and it may take them some time. Thought about it recently, called him up, and asked him what happened to the PlayStation. He said he decided to do something else with the money.
No.
When I asked what he did, he told me he gave it to the church so his family would have more money later. He said his dad would give him a PlayStation when they got the money back. I'm seeing red.
Got the money back.
I hang up with him. Well, God's going to give you money.
Oh.
I hang up with him and call my brother and ask him what the F they did with the money. He made it a point to tell me that Josh chose to give his money to the church they watch on TV.
Oh, no. Not a mega online church.
I told him that the money was for a PlayStation. He said that he would buy a PlayStation when they got the money back. I asked for a date on the return. He didn't have one. I told him he had a week to give me my money back. Then he starts crying about how they're hand to mouth and can't afford to give me $450. I told him I didn't care. Then his wife goes on Facebook and starts begging my other family members for the money, talking about how her son made the choice to give to God and not video games, and I'm punishing them by making them pay me back. My family is all crying foul and telling me that Josh made his choice and I have no right to demand the money back. I've made it clear to my brother and the rest of my family that I'm expecting the money as soon as possible. The amount of backlash I'm getting is making me wonder if I'm an asshole for asking for this money back even though he's struggling. In my mind, he has stolen money from me. Am I the asshole for demanding it back?
Yuck. Oh, well.
First question is, did the kid really give it to the church? Or was he urged to give it to the church?
I don't know. If you're in a household like that already, if you're watching church on the TV.
And I guess here's, so here's the question. You give your nephew $450. You say it is for a PlayStation. Mm-hmm. Do you really have any sort of right to then, he goes and buys an Xbox instead.
I was going to say, you know? I don't think he's the asshole. Or no, I don't think he, what was it?
You gave your nephew $450 and he spent it on something else.
Well, okay. I don't think he's an asshole. However, he doesn't have the right to, like, he gave him, if he wanted to get him a PlayStation, just get your nephew a PlayStation.
Yes.
Like,
sure.
Why would you just hand someone $400, especially a kid?
I'm of the mindset that if you hand someone cash, it's theirs to do with what they please.
If I'm a kid, I don't know. How old is the kid? Do we know?
I think he said 14.
14. If I'm a 14-year-old kid and I'm being handed $400,
who knows
what I'm going to get?
But if I'm 14 and got $400, I know what I'm getting, and it's a PlayStation.
Well, I was going to say, I would not be giving it to the church. That's for sure. Especially however,
the mega church you watch on
TV.
Yeah,
however, I don't know. I mean, yeah, $400.
This is a wild story. Because also the part of, he's going to get a PlayStation when his family makes the money back, which means that church is saying, if you give us the money, God is going to pay
crazy.
You back in more than what you give. Give it to us now so the Lord can make goodness. You rich.
So that's
this
yucky.
Is yeah. When I read that, I was like, I got to put this on here.
Oh no,
it's so weird. If you give someone cash, I think it's theirs to do with whatever.
I agree.
I'm giving you this cash to buy a PlayStation, but you really have no control at that point.
Right.
If you wanted it to be a PlayStation,
you
like you said,
given him
you
a
should have handed him a PlayStation.
Especially a you saying, oh, I want you to specifically buy a used PlayStation.
Yeah.
Like, just, if you had a specific, very specific thing in mind, just go out and get it.
Like, yeah. Are we both in agreement that, like, this person really shouldn't be asking
fault,
for the money back?
No, like, that's your fault.
You gave someone cash.
You can ask, but if their answer is no, we've spent it, well, that's on you then. That's your answer.
I feel like they're more mad of what it was spent on.
Which I
would
too.
Not that it was spent on something other than a PlayStation.
But again, you messed up because then you should have just
gotten
that
one thing. Because
you
also should know your family.
Right.
You should know that your brother and their family are that devout in their faith.
Yeah, and know that like
they're
not
going to...
They
give to this church that they watch on TV.
Yeah.
And they're also hand to mouth. They're paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah.
At the same time, I guess if you give that family $450, you need to be buying groceries.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if... It's just very
don't give it to the church.
Weird.
You need to be giving
it
to,
why are you giving
you need to buy
money
food.
For a PlayStation when you could be helping them get... Like
buy a piece of furniture for the house.
A couple weeks of groceries or something. A week.
Yeah. It really doesn't sound like this kid needs a PlayStation. He needs his, I'm assuming, uncle, aunt. I don't know. There's no genderizing. So he needs that person in their family to help the family.
Or like you could have given him like an experience. Like, hey, bud,
let me take you out for a nice meal.
Right. Or let's go to like mini golf or something. I don't know. Like,
let's go spend a weekend together.
Yeah.
We're gonna eat some good food. We're gonna go hiking. We're gonna go explore the world. We might go to Target and buy something really fun. But No, I agree. It's weird.
Like, I'm all for this uncle or whoever giving a PlayStation, but it just doesn't mm-hmm. seem like that was the audience for that gift.
Yeah.
And then just give him the actual PlayStation.
The overall verdict was not the asshole. Mm. A lot of people are saying they don't have any money to eat, but they gave $450 to a church. They aren't expecting it back. They've been sweet-talked by a manipulative pastor. Yeah. It's prosperity gospel bullshit. Buy the kid the PS4 yourself next time. Right. Your brother is nuts.
Yeah.
OP commented, I was trying to be respectful and let them get the PS4 and games when they deemed it was appropriate. That's why I gave them cash. I didn't want to just show up with a PlayStation.
Which but you I gave also $400 like, in cash? I would be more...
Yeah.
I would feel more awkward being the receiver and the giver of giving someone like a wad of cash versus like mm-hmm. an actual physical gift
yeah.
of something yeah. and be other like, hey, comments, I thought of you. I picked this out. Here it is.
Yeah. Other comments were, are you kidding me? What 14-year-old would prefer to give to some TV preacher on church mm-hmm. or on some TV preacher $450 instead of buying a bloody PS4? Those parents harangued and harassed him until he was so riddled with guilt, he forked over the money. Mm-hmm. We don't know that for right. sure, it's, but like yeah. that's kind of sound like... The implication is there a little bit.
Yeah.
They're expecting it back. It's called prosperity theology. You sow a seed of money given to the church and God returns it to you plus more. I've seen pastors telling people if they sow a seed with their credit card, God will wipe out their credit card debt. Lots of these scumbags are trying to get people who are out of work right now and have nothing to live on to sow a seed with their stimulus money. The kid is a victim, but the parents and family are also victims.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, you're not the asshole, but the asshole is the predatory MF-er on the TV.
Mm. Well, yes.
Yes. This is, yeah, it's weird. Ugh. It's tough. You shouldn't have given anyone no. cash is really what it boils down to. Maybe you were trying to be a little respectful and like, here's cash for a PlayStation 4 when your parents... decide it's appropriate. You know, if the story had but said then, the cash is there when you get your grades up, your parents can then go get it for right, you but as then a reward that, or
they
something.
Should be but, in conversation with their parents and saying, hey, I would like to gift your sure. son this.
Let me know when you think it's appropriate yes. and I'll show up. You know,
yeah.
hey, you know, yeah, your kid just did really well on the math test.
Yep.
Let me go get him this yeah. to prove
I really want to give little Jimmy this. Yeah. So
this, blah, blah, blah. I think everybody sucks here.
Yeah, it was just weird communication.
I think every adult in this
did
situation.
Did not think this through.
I think every adult in this situation sucks, to include the parents, the aunt, uncle, the preacher on TV. And I think poor 14-year-old Josh is caught in the middle of just.
Yeah.
He's being manipulated.
Yep.
Even if he gave the money on his own accord to the church, he's being manipulated.
Oh, yeah.
Is what it is.
Right.
He's That's being manipulated.
That's not a normal thing to do.
But yeah, I saw that story and I was like, I got to read this one. This one is just wild.
Yuck.
This one's wild. Yeah.
Oh,
I gave
no.
He gave his PlayStation money to the church.
Well, hopefully God can use that to play some, buy a sick PlayStation.
Oh, yeah. We all know God is a gamer.
Oh, that should be a
that's a
t-shirt. Can that
that's
be a t-shirt?
Podcast. God is a gamer.
God is a gamer. Next Ariana Grande hit. Wow. Oh my, I can't believe we're ending on that. That's crazy.
These stories have been wild. We have so many more too that I'm sure we're gonna have to read at some point. I definitely did not read a few that I wanted to get to today.
Same.
But we have run ourselves out of time for this one.
Yeah, we're gonna wrap it up on this episode of That Co-op Podcast. We hope you enjoyed listening to these crazy stories.
Ooh, if you liked hanging out with us, hit that follow or subscribe button and like the video if you're with us on YouTube. Every bit of support helps more people find the show.
We'll be back in 2 weeks on October 6th, with episode 4, where we play one of the most popular games of all time for the first time together and discuss our thoughts and what makes it such a popular game.
Thanks for gaming with us.
Bye.
Bye.